How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the problems in Brazil for JBS. Back on that in just a moment.
The Hustler Fast Track mower is built strong so you can mow like a pro. The Hustler Fast Track is built for demanding properties and demanding homeowners in 48, 54, and 60-inch decks. Hustler's Fast Track Premium Zero Turn mowers are designed for the homeowner who wants the very best. And right now, you can save $500 off all three sizes. That's $500 off today. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com for your new Fast Track. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 16th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 10th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, offering 460 head of AI bred, fall calving, wide-bodied, easy-keeping, future club calf-producing females, and 30 head of stout 18 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0711.
The parent company of JBS USA in tremendous trouble right now in Brazil. The scandal just continues to get bigger and bigger. The Batista family in serious trouble of being able to hold on to their JBS empire, and they may be facing jail time eventually as well. At this point, the question is, will there be some fallout from Brazil up into the United States for their huge operations here? They own Pilgrim's Fried Chicken operation. They have the packing plants for beef and pork, and they have the Five Rivers feedlots. Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center says that JBS has got a lot of impact in the protein business here in the U.S.
It's a very interesting question. You know, this does have some legal implications in the United States courts too, and a legal system. But importantly, there's kind of three market aspects of JBS in the United States. There's the Pilgrim's Pride chicken operation, which is fairly separated and kind of a unique entity. So there's probably not a lot of indirect coming into the beef market, for example, from what might happen on the chicken side. It's rather shielded. And then we have the JBS packing plants in the United States, both beef and pork. Again, those are somewhat distant legally, et cetera, from the problems in Brazil, which are enormous. And then we have the third entity, which is the Five Rivers entity, which is under that overall umbrella, is the largest cattle feeder in the United States. And JBS buys, or Five Rivers, 30 to 35,000 head a week of feeder cattle. So when we kind of look at this, we're probably most concerned as a U.S. industry on kind of that Five Rivers side. Now, we have to remember, and there's been a lot of media lately, especially coming out of South America, that producers, cattle feeders are not wanting to sell to JBS because they're not sure they're going to get paid. Let me underscore, that will not happen in the United States. We have a much different system in the United States than the Packers and Stockyards, GPSA administration, and we have payment requirements that you have to pay quickly for cattle. In much of the rest of the world, they don't pay the producers for their cattle that they've slaughtered until after they've sold the meat, which could be 30 or 40 days later. That happens in South America. And so we have a payment system, and then we have the bonding system for our market system that really will preclude any problems in that vein. So we don't want to get caught up in they're having problems in this arena in South America. We don't see parallel problems here. Now, in the large picture of international trade, this appears to be having some negative impacts on the ability of the Brazilians to export into some of their key markets. And two of those that we watch are Russia and China. It probably opens some more opportunities, maybe, in terms of U.S. exports to some Asian markets, et cetera. So there's a lot of things to think about. It's too early to really try to put numbers to it.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 16th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 10th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, offering 460 head of AI-bred, fall calving, wide-bodied, easy-keeping, future club calf-producing females, and 30 head of stout 18 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0711.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.